All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I really do think that, well, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Jackie's calling from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Long time no hear from.
Yeah, how are you? I'm good.
I'm good.
I have a comment on the vaccine. In my case, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. However, for me, I was told by two doctors not to get it because I don't metabolize
things.
Yep.
Because what?
One a neurologist.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I have some neurologic conditions, and I don't metabolize things right, and I'm assuming that's why. I did get COVID once. It was very mild. But, yeah, I asked him and another doctor, and he said, you know, it's individual. He said, in your case, I would advise him not to. But I think it's because maybe the long term they don't know, and because I don't metabolize things right, I'd be the one where there'd be something go wrong, you know. But I wear masks all the time. I don't go into crowds, and I'm very careful.
Are you married?
Yes.
Is your husband vaccinated?
Nope. Because of what they told me, I think that's why.
You know, I
And he hasn't gotten it.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, it took me a while before I made the decision to do it. I don't regret having done it. As I stated before, I've had, you know, the first booster. I didn't get the second booster, and now they're talking about a third booster and all these other things. And I'm wondering, you know, how much is overkill and how much is the fact that they keep saying more and more vaccines. At the root of it might be financial. You know what I mean, Jackie?
Right. I do exactly know what you mean. And, you know, it bothers me that they're talking about giving them to babies now. Well, there's two sides of the story. One saying they don't need them, but because of what is the long term, they don't know too much about the long term. And so if you're a baby and you get your immune system isn't even
formed
yet.
Well, but I would say this to you, Jackie. There are a lot of vaccinations that children are mandated to get at different times of their lives, different stages. And we don't hesitate when it comes time for having that done to our children.
Yeah.
What's different about this one?
Because they don't know the long-term effects. They didn't have time to study it long enough, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I can argue with you on that point. They did rush these through. Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't done the quality of research that they really needed to, because after it's all said and done, a lot of times the research doesn't show itself for years.
Right. And this was a situation they had to do something.
Yeah, absolutely it is. But while I have you on the phone, Here's the next subject that I wanted to talk about, and I really wanted to hear from a woman's perspective. Now, here's the issue. How do I explain to my daughter we can't afford an expensive birthday party? As the cost of living rises and family budgets tighten, how do you have that awkward conversation with your children? And what this woman is saying is her daughter's going to be 8 years old, and her daughter wants a great birthday party, eighth birthday party. I mean, with extreme costs, and the mom doesn't know how to tell her daughter, we can't afford that. What's wrong with that picture?
You're talking to a woman that very rarely had a birthday party because of
and you survived?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think twice about it. In fact, the time I did have one, I was embarrassed when they sang happy birthday to me. But nowadays, it's like an event. I went to my six-year-old niece's, grandniece's birthday party. My God, they rent this whole big thing out. They had, it was like a wedding almost. I'm like, I looked at my husband, I'm like, what the heck? How do they afford to do this? And so I don't know what to tell her. I mean, in our case, we didn't have money. And we had six kids. Once in a while, one of us would get a birthday party. And no, the family celebrated with a cake, and you got to pick out what you wanted for dinner. And there was a lot of love. So I'm confused about this younger generation because it's expensive, and I don't know how parents do it. I don't know what she could tell her kid.
What you could tell your child is, you know, we can't afford that. Well, she's saying that her daughter said, well, their friends had these big parties. Well, if you can't tell an 8-year-old that you can't afford an expensive party for her 8th birthday, and she tells you that all her other friends are having this big party, if you feel the pressure from an 8-year-old that you can't say to her, Hey, honey, I can't afford it. There's something wrong with you, right?
Right. But, we knew it. We knew it, so we didn't even bother asking. I mean, we knew it. So I don't know if kids these days are different.
Well, yeah, but kids can want whatever they want. It's up to the parent to say, and this woman is saying, I don't know how to tell her. Well, what about no? Can't do it. And I think we have parents and credit and other things that are out of kilter, out of whack, because she's talking about a big extravagant birthday party where the cake is $75 and it's an 8-year-old child. I mean, I see Sam shaking her head. Sam, what is that?
That's crazy. Like, I don't even think she'd remember the birthday party in the long run.
Exactly.
So is it more so that the parent is doing this extravagant thing so people that they know can say, oh, what a great party. Look what she did for her daughter.
I don't think so. I think it's they don't want to disappoint their kid and tell them they're too poor for it.
Yeah, but the truth is the truth.
Well, that's true. I mean,
at some point in life, disappointing your child is a part of them understanding what life really is. You can't always have what you want, or you can't always get what you want, and that's not how life is. So the sooner you get children to understand where you are, this is just my belief, economically and financially, then the lesser times they'll be asking you for those things.
Well, that's a good point. Like you say, it teaches you for the future. You might not ever get what you want.
Yeah, I mean, because if she gives in now, next year, what do you think the daughter's going to say again? Hey, it's my 9th birthday. I only have it once. I need a big extravaganza.
Right.
And the older she gets, the bigger the extravaganza, right?
And hopefully she'll marry a very rich man because,
Amen.
We won't talk a little bit about that on the other side. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.